Let's go straight to Washington, talk to Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent. Korea, first of all, Simon, North Korea, first of all, talks came to a crashing halt.
Absolute crashing halt, Sheila. So rapid was the collapse of the summit meeting in Hanoi between Kim Jong-un and President Donald Trump that they'd already laid out the cutlery and the placemats for the final lunch that the two leaders were supposed to be having. And then suddenly it became apparent that they would not be showing up for the snow fish followed by the banoffee pie with ginseng. Presumably the food got put to some kind of alternative use. President Trump says that he decided to walk away because he wasn't willing to lift all sanctions in place against North Korea in return for some kind of promise from Kim Jong-un to decommission an unspecified number of nuclear facilities. In the immortal words of Kenny Rogers, President Trump said, you've got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them.
I could have signed an agreement today and then you people would have said, oh, what a terrible deal, what a terrible thing he did. Now, you'll have to be prepared to walk. And you know, there was a potential we could have signed something today. I could have 100% signed something today. We actually had papers ready to be signed, but it just wasn't appropriate. I want to do it right. I'd much rather do it right than do it fast.
So the president now says it will fall to lower level diplomats, both in Washington and Pyongyang, to advance the conversations that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo insists did make progress over the last 36 hours. President Trump says that in at least one area, he did manage to extract a guarantee from Kim Jong-un.
One of the things, importantly, that Chairman Kim promised me last night is regardless, he's not going to do testing of rockets and nuclear, not going to do testing. So, you know, I trust him and I take him at his word.
And there was an awful lot of taking Kim Jong-un at his word going on. I mean, there's no alternative in the absence of any kind of signed document. But headlines were really made and eyebrows raised by what President Trump had to say to a reporter who asked him whether he had ever confronted Kim Jong-un over the case of Otto Warmbier. Remember him, the young American student jailed in North Korea, returned to the United States in a still unexplained coma from which he later died. Take a listen to what President Trump had to say about that.
I don't believe that he would have allowed that to happen. It just wasn't to his advantage to allow that to happen. Those prisons are rough. They're rough places, and bad things happened. But I really don't believe that he was. I don't believe he knew about it.
Did he say? Did he tell you that he did not? Did Kim Jong-un tell you?
He felt badly about it. He tells me that he didn't know about it. And I will take him at his word.
So Kim Jong-un joins the ranks of Vladimir Putin and Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, whose word is good enough for Donald Trump. He chooses to believe them rather than the collected wisdom, Sheila, of U.S. intelligence agencies.
Just before you go, a brief word on yesterday's events in Congress. The House of Representatives and Michael Cohen. It was absolute box office, wasn't it?
Absolute box office, and President Trump made every attempt in that news conference to evade questions from the White House press corps because he knew they were all going to ask him about Michael Cohen. So a whole variety of international journalists got selected to ask questions, including propaganda outlets from Russia and China. One American did get a question in about Michael Cohen's testimony, and the president's response was, Michael Cohen lied about everything except in the bit where he said that he hadn't witnessed any collusion between President Trump and the Russians. So President Trump wants us to believe the bit of Michael Cohen's testimony that he says clears him of collusion, but we should apparently disregard everything else that he had to say about President Trump's personal behavior, his management style, his financial records. All of that you should forget about. Just focus on the one bit where Michael Cohen, President Trump says, conceded that there had been no collusion with Russia. These questions aren't going to go away. They will dog President Trump as soon as he sets foot back on Washington soil.
And Michael Cohen didn't quite say that, did he? He said, I have no evidence,
absolutely,
but yes, I have my suspicions.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And said it could definitely possibly have happened.
I like the little chuckle at the end there. Thank you very much, Simon. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent.